Oh, what's up? It's SDM.
Oh, oh shit! Oh, what's you're up, the one doing it. You're like, yeah. oh my god!
Back, we're back, dude. It's your second favorite podcast. I'm here with the usual suspects, Garrick.
Almost the usual. Hello.
Almost the usual suspects, Garrick and Gabe.
I'm alive.
Yeah. You're back, dude.
It's been a while.
Serge is busy gigging right now. If you're at
Ohio's. Well, that was crazy. Gigging, you know?
Gigging, dude.
Gigging is crazy.
Gigging, dude. That's what we do, dude. We gig. If you're in the area, if you're in the San Fernando Valley.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Square.
It's not. It's your shit.
No, it's...
That's how it always is.
Is it?
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's because it's not like a landscape.
Oh, that's right.
Like...
We're in fucking Fisher right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Some BTS for the guys. But yeah, Serge is riffing with Witness Chamber and Apex Predator. Ruin is playing, so if you're out in the area, go right now. They're probably playing right now.
Stop,
and leave, and go, dude. Yeah, we're here, dude. We're fucking... Well, I'm queer.
And we're back, dude.
Yeah, we're talking about Elden Ring, so you're back, dude.
Dude.
You're back in?
You finally understand
it. How it to took play a while. Game. Yeah, it took a long time, and... The rage has consumed me a little bit, but I get it now.
Rage become my blade,
dude. Literally, like, yeah. I played without you guys, which like takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
daunting.
It's dude, like legit. Like I just like spawned in, and I was at like Liurnia, and I was just like, what do I do? I was literally like, oh my god, and like, but then I like went to like I did like an Everjail. I did like. I found a mine and I was like, fuck it. Like, let me just see what's going on. Like, I got a bunch of like smithing stones. Like, I needed
you can
to upgrade.
Do casual shit. Man.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I found.
Like, you don't need to fight bosses.
Correct.
You can just explore.
Yeah.
And like, not that it was like too easy. Definitely still got my shit rocked on the lower level stuff. But I was like, okay, I'm like doing too much damage for fucking Liurnia. Like, it's like, okay, you're dead. I'm like, that's not that fun. Like, let me like go to the capital where I'm like supposed to be at. And then, you know, on the way to the dragon or the volcano sentinel?
Draconic
sentinel, sorry. There's the three golems that were there. Mm-hmm. The two fucking snipers and the axe one.
Yeah.
I knew I 100% was like, they're there. I know what's coming up.
They are there.
Yeah, like I knew it was going down. Yeah. And I was like on torrent, like everything was cool. And I hooked a right to the first one that's there. Two hit him, like, you know, whatever. That's fine. Hit the other guy because he was starting to shoot at me while I was fighting this guy. Literally, he hit him into a stun block or into a stance break, and he fell.
Nice.
So I was like, "Let's go, let's go!" Like it was that literally was
run
so,
up.
Yeah, because I was like, I was running and like I'd hit him a couple times, and I heard like the like as it was approaching. Yeah. So I was like, "Combat rule!" Like I like dove out of the way,
nice.
And it like beamed him in the back of the head. And he was like, "Oh shit!"
Nice.
Yeah, he like fucking got him, and I was like, "Oh, like hit him in the side." And then the other one was like, obviously, still shooting me. So I was like, come here, bitch. And those are way easier to kill because the ankles are the weak spots.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, dude, like, this
hit
is
their shit,
no
yeah.
problem. And then the axe dude with the armored ankles came up and I hit him once and it was like, and I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to be a lot. And like, dude, I had 10 flasks. I had 5 by the end of the golem fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, I still got to fight the goddamn tree sentinel. I was like, well, fuck it. And I did it on my horse because I realized that's how you're supposed to fight the tree sentinel is on your horse.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can do that now because you guys aren't there. So I'm like, cool. First time I fought him, I got him down to like 3/4 health or like a quarter health. And I was like, I might be able to do this because like, I just got absolutely fucking destroyed. And then 2 more times, full everything got shit on. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to not play. I'm going to hop off for a bit and enjoy my rest of my night because I can't.
It's good to recognize those moments.
Yeah.
That will save the game.
Correct.
If you keep pushing, mm-hmm. it's not good for anybody.
I want to go home. Love you guys. Want to go home and play Elden Ring. I can still kind of do some stuff.
It's addictive.
It's addictive. Once you finally get into it, that's all FromSoft games.
Yeah.
You want to know something hilarious? Mm-hmm. I've never fought those golems.
You really? I'm good.
I've beaten the game 5 times, riding my horse along the left side.
Excuse me. Thank you. They're like,
props for
my very they're just first like, time. Whatever, bro.
Literally.
They get up and they're like,
and then you don't have to worry about them if you get killed by the tree sentinel because the stake of the
it's right there. I saw the option and I was like, please tell me it's full health and shield, because like I didn't know if it was like whenever you walked up to it that's what you like respawn as. So I was like, okay. And then I was like 10 healing flasks, and I was like, oh, we're so back. Like, we're so yeah. good. I'm like, okay, cool.
It's the shit, dude.
Yeah, legit.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, the first time we fought the Tree Sentinel one, I was like, damn, dude. Or like, we were fighting him, and I was like, we're getting shit on. And I was like, hey, is there like any other way we can like get around? And Cape just goes, no, you literally can't do anything until you beat him. And I was like, man. I'm just like looking at him like, okay, what do I need to do? I'm level 60, like one. Mm-hmm. Is that a good level to get into the capital at? Yeah. Am I over leveled?
The capital's like 65 to 75.
Okay, so I'm
65 to 85.
So I'm like right there anyways. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not
if
that
you
bad.
Want, you can go farm a couple levels to get to 70. Say, I always get to the capital around like, if I'm just playing the game 70, if I'm trying to rush it, I can get in there like, you can get in there at 50 as long as you fight really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, 70 is like a good level.
Like now you could go like clear a couple dungeons.
Correct.
Get a couple levels. Like those like dude, three, when, two
they
to
just
three
go
levels.
Do the whole Altus Plateau.
When fucking Margit appears as you're going by. Oh, yeah. I was like, no. I was like on Torrent, like not paying attention. Dude, and then he threw the blade at me and it knocked Torrent. And I was like, no. Like, dude, I almost didn't make it.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I had a flask left and the grace was right there. Thank the Lord.
He's straight up Obi-Wan.
Dude, literally.
He's like, hello there.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. Dude, I was like, stop. And then I beat him and I was like, where's the nearest? I need something now. Like, I'm not like, oh my, it was like legit terrifying. I was like, fuck you, dude.
That's,
like,
that's
I beat like, you once and you beat him three times in that game.
Yeah.
Three times. I'm like, once was too much. Like, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. There are From Software are fuckers like that, dude. They'll throw, there are mimic enemies, mm-hmm. like three mm-hmm. in the game where, you know, they're like the Wanderer Nobles, like the zombie dudes. If you hit them, they just turn into a fucking bear. And you're like, oh, shit.
It's just a room bear. Just
yeah.
I love those. They're so much fun.
Have you seen those videos where it's like 10 room bears versus all the bosses?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they dude. Just fucking... And you're just like...
Mm. Yeah. All right. Fuck all rune bears mm-hmm. everywhere, dude.
Dude, imagine if we get rune bear summons. Like dude, a rune bear summon.
It's just well, 50 we don't feet. Have
one. There's the bear incantation, though.
Is there?
There is.
Yeah.
What does that turn you into a bear?
So, you know, the dragon ones, how you... have you seen the dragon...
Turn into a gay man in West Hollywood. Hey there.
Have you seen the fucking the
yeah the dragon fist thing? Yeah. Yeah.
How it just spawns a gigantic dragon. Yeah, it's yeah, that yeah. but a bear.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. There's one they showed. I don't know what it does, but it looks like a roar attacker.
Okay.
But there are probably other things like that.
I know. I need to find. I just got the volcanic, like knight armor, the one with like the big ass like chest thing right here.
Yeah.
The red and like blue armor that's like right at the Altus Plateau. That armor is dope for the strength build that I have because it was stronger than what I needed it to be, but not putting me at a heavy load. And then whatever that fucking helmet that I got with you that one time that like has all the divots in it. It's still a face, but it's got like divots and almost a little pointy. I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about? We both got it and I was like, what the fuck is this? And we just put it on and it worked. It's a silver helmet with like divots in it, where it looks like it got like hammered, and then it has a face in it.
The Nox mirrored helmet.
I think so.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, it's like silver and like kind of reflective. Yeah. That I have that one.
There's a mirror.
I don't know why. I was like, cool, it works. Dope. Yeah, it works super well. But I tried to equip another armor because I have better armor, but I'm fat rolling, and I'm like, I physically cannot do this.
I played with you, right? Mm-hmm. Where I got you the heavy charm.
Yeah, you and I got the Arsenal 2 charm. Arsenal plus 1 charm. Yes, yes. And and it's still a heavy load.
When you get to, let's say like you're level 75, mm-hmm. do you know how to get the best Arsenal charm?
No, I don't even know.
So, charm?
In Caelid.
A charm.
A charm.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone left the chat already. Yeah. We started with 6, we're down to 3.
Yeah.
I love it. We're 2.
I didn't even see 6. I thought we were, I think we were 4. Or we were a 4.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Millions of viewers. Millions.
Yeah, we're talking not like one or two people. We're talking about one or two million people.
Million, exactly. Dude.
We're not lying.
You're fucking small fish in a big pond.
Million is on the low side.
Yeah,
we usually have 4 to 6 million in here.
God, I cannot wait.
Ah, shit.
Anyway. So in Caelid, if you do, if you go down into one of the wells over mm-hmm. there, the deep Enzo well, mm-hmm. there's another exit where you come up and you're in this little like ravine.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the very end of the ravine, you got to fight two like magic golems. They just glow blue. They're a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
At the very top is just a giant Jarman. And like in front of like a Colosseum. So you go up to him and you just get prompted to fight three different summons that the giant jar person summons. Once you beat all three of them, he gives you the best arsenal charm.
No shit.
The crazy plus two or three or whatever?
It's essentially like, I don't even know. It's better than the plus two.
Okay.
And you can't double equip those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you play the game, where do you get the Urtree's favor? Is it when you defeat the Moog blood demon at the very bottom of the well?
All I know is I have the crystal tier for Moog's fight, so I'm ready.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's all I know I have.
But yeah, like you can't double up on arsenal charms, mm-hmm. but you can get the best one. And then if you fight another boss later, you get what's called the Urtree's favor, mm-hmm. which increases your stats, attributes, and your equip load.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you could double up on those.
No shit. Mm-hmm. That'd be sick.
The cool thing about the jar summons too is that when you summon them, they model them after real life players, their characters.
Yeah. That's badass.
So you'll get just random like online characters. Yeah, that you have
random tarnish.
Yeah, they're operated by the Mimic. The AI, mm-hmm. but they're the actual like same build and everything. Dude, so you
could just get some fucking try hard with like the fucking electric spear shit, and they're just like, and you're just like.
It's like that, yeah. but they're good. So it's fucked. Like, dude, there's this YouTuber I'm following right now. Mm-hmm. I forgot. I'll look up his fucking handle. But it's basically he's a complete noob to any type of FromSoft game.
Nice.
And he made a video where he just watched all the trailers, and then after he was like, damn, maybe I should. And that video like popped for him.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck that. I'm going to do a playthrough. So he's just been doing a playthrough. Dude, it's
just learning.
Send me this, please.
So funny. Dude,
yeah.
Dude,
is he just like, what the fuck?
Dude, he got the teleportation chest.
Into the mine.
Caelid. Uh-huh. He just opened it. And he's just like, wait, what happened? What happened?
Yeah. and then the biggest rock men you've ever seen in your entire life just like, that you do no that? Damage to or just like.
Bink. Yeah, and then I think he like found his way out, and then mm-hmm. he walked out. He's like, "What is this? Where am I?"
Just Ohio,
dude. When he saw Radahn for the first time in the trailer, he was like, "Dude, that guy looks sick." And then he looked and he saw the horse, and he's like, "There's a horse! Free him! Free him!"
You do. So funny. You do in one way or another.
Yeah, you technically do.
Next time we're all available, I think, because you can get teleported to Radahn's castle, correct? There's a teleport there.
Yes.
And it's you walk up and it's like empty ruins up to it and
so
stuff like that.
So if you do Ronnie's quest line, mm-hmm. Blathe, the wolfman,
mm-hmm. yeah.
he will essentially go through the whole cast. Yeah.
Fucking. He's so demeaning. So demeaning.
Just fucking.
Yeah. Also, his story, tragic.
Oh, so
entire sad. Thing is tragic. And he's just like, I'm not going to kill her. That's my girl. And then he's like, please end me. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. And you're just like. I just realized when we fought him that one time, you're like, oh, it's a story. That's not him.
Yeah.
That's a person imitating him, mm-hmm. and then you have to kill him. Yep. And then I'm just like, leave him alone, dude.
the saddest part is talking to EG after you do it. Because then EG's like,
boy, yeah. Oh,
it had to be done.
Yeah, literally. He's just like, sorry, dude. And he's just like, yeah, I'm not doing well.
There are like very little happy endings. In
the only one that I found
that's
is that.
That's a FromSoft game in general.
Correct, yeah.
Like, the. Spoilers, but it's so funny because mm-hmm. it's stupid. The only happy ending is in the Bloodborne alternate ending. So,
spoilers.
There's a lot of shit that happens in Bloodborne. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say a lot of words and you guys are going to get creeped out and fucking mm-hmm. weirded out. But I'm just going to say it.
I know some of the lore.
Just his
some
face in the thumbnail. He's just like,
his name is Davo Bands.
That's
check
so
him out.
Sick.
He's dope.
Hell yeah.
He's
sick.
But to get the Bloodborne secret ending, there are these three, you have to consume three items, mm-hmm. and they're each called 1/3 of the umbilical cord.
Tough.
So you eat three different placentia? Umbilical cords throughout, yes.
Eat them?
You eat them. You consume them throughout the entirety of the game and the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So once you finally beat the final boss, you don't have to do the DLC to do it, but mm-hmm. you know, DLC is where you get an extra one. If you do it and then defeat the final boss, you fight an alien that comes down from the moon, who is basically born from the moon because mm-hmm. umbilical cords. Mm-hmm. Once you defeat that alien, you essentially get turned into a slug. And then you just end up in the arms of your maiden as a slug.
She's just like,
I can show you the, actually, let me pull it up.
Would you still love me if I got turned into a worm? That's so girl coded, dude.
Dude, it's that so, ended, yeah. Bloodborne was like, we need one for the ladies. Hold on.
Title, Bloodborne is girl coded.
Yeah, for real. That's so funny. Yeah, Nikki's gonna fucking play Bloodborne and be like, babe.
She's like, oh my god, it's so romantic. Babe. Would you love me if I was turned into a
worm? Would you love me if I killed a fucking space alien and turned into a slug?
Would you love me if I killed an eldritch being and became a fucking spectral slug?
Yeah, would you, as my maiden, be the fucking, would you hold me? I'm like, I don't think so.
Girl hyphen coded?
Sure. No, I think it's all one word.
Girl coded?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Fuck if I know. I'm not a woman. Sorry, that wasn't even funny.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's wild, dude.
Bloodborne just is ridiculous.
Bloodborne is so fucking fun, but yeah, it's just, if you play aggressive in any other FromSoft game, you're gonna love Bloodborne. Mm-hmm. Because Bloodborne is the most aggressive.
It's just so taxing, dude.
It's also just, I love the memes where it's like, oh man, Bloodborne's really cool. And then it's like people who have over 70 int. It's like just, like just literal horrors.
So, do you guys want to see like the final boss get summoned?
Yeah, summon.
Or do you want me to send it to you? Can you play it on?
I don't know if I can
play it. Yeah, we'll just here. This is just for us.
JK, it's from IGN, so we'd get flagged so quick.
100%.
So no sound. Defeating the final like quote unquote boss. Mm-hmm. So this is the final guy you fight.
Mm-hmm. Dude, his
if
hat.
You don't
shout
do
out
the
RKG.
You don't do the secret ending. Shout out to RKG. They're fucking amazing. They play all the mm-hmm. FromSoft games. The guy in the middle is the only one who knows.
There was so much confetti out of that.
So this is what happens.
Yeah, dude.
Look at him. What is that?
Yeah, that thing is
that's crazy.
I can quote it. He's saying, Dan, what the fuck is that? Dan, what?
Do you have to fight that thing?
Yes.
That looks like
I don't think I've ever seen it like in action. Like in
it's, oh, why Jesus is it grabbing Christ. You like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen the face. I've seen
is
the
that
face.
Is that the face?
It's essentially the face.
It's eating
of
your
like,
badussy out.
It's the face of all like the amygdalas from Bloodborne. I've shown you
bless
guys
you.
The amygdalas.
Yeah.
Bless you.
And then let me skip to the end of the fight. Where
that's so dude, crazy. She really sucked you off and then put you down and then you're like.
She's sucking my cock.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, she gave you dome and then you have to kill her. Like, what do you, well, that's crazy.
It's tough. Yes.
You want to see
that's
the
not
bro a little
coded.
Bit? I love the Beyblade.
I can't even. Oh, the fucking the pizza cutter.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh, after this, we have to talk about how you fucking. We have to talk about.
Oh,
pizza.
You're fucking pizza.
Dude, fucking
pizza, pizza, looking at
pizza. That's so, dude. I love how he's like, dude, we're done, kink, and then everyone was like, look.
Is this the slug, dude?
Yeah.
So you beat the boss, and then all of a sudden.
You're just walking.
She just goes. That's your like
oh, that's
maiden.
Your maiden.
Yeah.
That's the girl in the first town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. It's a nice little.
And that's you.
This is.
You're just a slug.
Why do you turn into a slug?
No one knows. No one knows. And that's a sex doll. Who's also your maiden.
Well, all right.
I was gonna say
sex doll.
No, it is. No, she is. It's German sex doll.
Yes,
he says to you in the very beginning of the game, you can do whatever you want to it.
Yes, yes.
And then she could become sentient.
Not, she's more than that, dude. she's more than a sex doll, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
She's
sentient, dude.
She's very gorgeous to me. That's so crazy, bro.
You sent me a crazy picture on the way here, dude.
I sent everyone a crazy picture on
the
way here.
Yeah, and I'm just fucking you, dude.
No, you just sent it to me, dude.
You're fucking special.
So shitty. So fucking
I'll
shitty.
See if I can, let me see if I can just show it to the people.
Yeah.
So talk us through, dude.
Well, this is a, I'm not going to lie. This happens maybe once every month.
Really?
Not the driving part.
Okay.
But the
I was about to say, I'm like, you've done this multiple times. But
I was going to say, that's crazy.
Yeah, not the driving part. The consumption part of it, yes. Wholeheartedly, yes. I like to house. So I'm a big DiGiorno guy, especially because it's like
shouts out.
Quick. That was like, what, $8 or some shit like that? Like, you know, cheap little dinner for me. I knew that. I knew I was doing the pod. By the time I was getting home, I had like 45 minutes to jam. So I'm like, dude, heat the oven. We're good. So I usually get, and my go-to is a thin crust because it crisps real well. I'm a big like crunchy pizza guy. I'm not a fucking flaccid pizza guy. You know what I'm saying? I need that fucking rock hard pizza.
You don't need your fucking pizza going
like I don't need the fucking limp dick pizza. I need some fucking rock hard pizza.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just like
rock
I like
pizza is also really good.
Yeah,
rock hard
but
pizza.
But I also, I like, so I knew I had no time, and not that I'd do it anyways, but I was like, listen, I'm not going to have time to cut this fucking pizza, even in the fourths, you know? Because I'm like, I'm driving. Like, I'm coming here.
Yeah.
And I knew by the time I'd get here, it'd be a little cold. I like cold pizza, but not when you make it. Like, it's, you know, I'm about to eat it. So I made an executive decision to house an entire whole pizza in one go on the way here. It's about a 20-minute drive-ish to here.
I'll do it.
By the time I finished it like 5 minutes before I got here, by the way.
Really?
It was gone before I turned on to Huntington.
I don't know if you can see that.
Hold on.
It's someone to delay.
We're like hella lag. Oh, wait. Hold on right here. Damn, is it still laggy on your side too?
Well, no, it's...
Keep going closer. Keep going closer. Closer. Keep going.
I can see it on my phone.
Keep going. Dude, like, get up to it.
Up to it?
Yeah, so that's me in my car.
So the more you look at it, the more fucked up it gets.
That's me in my car.
He's in traffic.
In traffic.
Taking multiple bites.
Bites out of a whole pizza.
So I
with a cardboard. His plate's just a cardboard. It's a piece of cardboard.
It's not the car. It's the box it came in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to bring a plate. That's wasteful.
That's true.
You know? And we don't have paper plates. One, paper plate's not going to fit that, right? It's big. It's too big. You know? So adapt, overcome, survive. I use the box that it came in, and in traffic, ate the pizza, and I can only imagine the looks I got. But it was so, yeah. I finished it in like 10 minutes. I had nothing to do. I'm not doing anything but eating and driving, so it's not like I have to take breaks. I was just like...
It's so funny how that's so normal for us, but for other people, it's crazy.
Yeah,
the fact that we eat and drive.
Last... I was thinking about that too when you guys brought that up. The last... 7-ish years I've had a job, I've eaten in my car. I used to do that at Honda when I worked at Honda. I do that here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had a job where I can just sit down and eat in 7 years.
Like, coming from the food industry, mm-hmm. where I got like food from
at the end
chef,
of your shift,
even like in the middle of my shift, I can just go sit in the break room surrounded by mm-hmm. seasonings to this where I'm like trying to eat a burrito as fast as I can before my next 5 minute drive to this pool.
Correct.
Like trying to figure it out. I'm like, this is so different.
You also like very different. You learn. Plan your day out around food.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, I'm going to get this today. I'm like, where am I at? What am I close to? Okay, that's what I'm getting. It doesn't matter what I want. It very rarely is like, when I got Lucky Boys, I was down the street, but I was like, I'm going to get Lucky Boys today. Yeah. Like that was like, okay, this is what but it was all predicated on the fact that I was literally down the street from it. And I'm like, okay, like fucking fair enough.
Sometimes if you're behind enough, you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have dinner. I'm going to sit down in a
legit.
Restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
just, we don't have that luxury.
No.
Like I'm lucky enough because I work in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have my options. Pick mm-hmm. every yeah. once in a while. But it's mostly just like, is Judas there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting Judas.
Legit. I saw Judas in the wild, dude.
Yeah.
In the wild everywhere. Driving through where we work at.
Yeah. Wait, was it next to the Ralphs?
No, dude. In the, like, down. Like that area, like south of the office. In there, like where all the construction is going on.
Oh yeah,
and stuff.
That giant.
They
manor.
Were driving. Yeah, I was like, yo.
They pull up to that like giant. Yeah, 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 that's yeah. Still getting that's been getting built for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They always pull up there for like an hour or two every day. What?
Do you know who owns that?
Who?
Mute everything. I'm not even kidding.
Oh yeah,
I thought he didn't own that one. I thought he owned the one behind
the compound that's getting built. Him?
No, I'm talking about the one that's been getting built for 3 years.
Well, there's like four of them. That's all right there. There's the one that's on
the one
by the couple of pools that you, the one that you and Serge share, off of that street.
Yeah.
There's one on the corner that has been getting built for a while. Continuing down that, where it like
I know the fishtails. I know the street. I can't say it.
Exactly. So there's two.
Yeah.
His that he's building and like next to it is the other one. But they'll compound with like the ginormous thing.
Yeah.
Stuff in front of it is that guy's thing. And we are actively trying.
Yeah.
Sean was
Just like, hey.
It's like, hey. And I'm like, let's go, dude.
That'd be nuts, dude. That's so wild.
It'd be really cool for me because I'm probably the one who'd clean it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be super sick. But yeah, that makes sense because if they're all around that area, essentially, they're going to be, I mean, there's 18 tons of fucking, construction materials getting in and out of that. And there's hundreds of people working over there. They're going to be like.
They're going to post up, dude.
And their food's good, dude.
Their food is good.
So good.
Oh, hey.
It's so fucking good. Sorry. I'm on the street.
Yeah, I'm trying to
find it.
Oh, nice.
It.
I forget which way it is. It's towards the freeway.
I have a topic we can hit, dude. Yeah. You might have to do some thinking.
Tough luck.
I don't ever think.
I never think, dude. Unexpected or obscure phases in your life, like where you get like hyper fixated on something.
I never thought I'd be into Malcore as much as I am right now.
Malcore?
Yeah.
What is Malcore? Explain to me Malcore.
Again, like Pierce the Veil and...
that kind of...
Like the Hot Topic.
That's tough, dude.
Like,
dude.
I never would have expected that my life at 26, I would be getting into
if
it.
You're Audrey Hepburn, I'm James Dean.
I know. Two gay joke. Men.
Fuck you, dude. Go fuck yourself.
Listen, look in the mirror. You are two gay men.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we put
a mirror in front of him, and he's just like, "It's me." We're like exactly.
Two, like two short gay men standing on a trench coat. One standing on his shoulders. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, you want to see a gay man?
Yeah. he had front cam on that piece.
Oh,
of
shit. I want to change your name to Two Gay Men in the Trench Coat.
You could.
Really good.
It's really fucking funny.
You know what? You're not shit donator anymore. You're two gay men in a trench coat.
Jesus Christ. I forgot I was shit donator.
Yeah. We never did.
Hey, speaking of shit donator.
What?
You know, like they donate the shit like it goes through the nose?
Yeah.
Fucking Dune 2.
They just have shit going in their nose the whole time.
Objectively, it is.
It
takes every bodily everything.
Shit and piss, dude.
Yeah, just fucking.
Hey, shout out fucking shit, dude, donation. We'll talk about Dune in a bit, dude.
He brought up the topic that you answered.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
You're in a fucking not crazy,
Encore, dude.
We got
it's a little crazy.
Well,
it's out of nowhere for 24.
That's how I felt when I got into like the story so far at like 25. I'm like, damn man, like I legit quote this to this day. Everyone I know, including you, is lucky I didn't get into them when I was in high school.
Yeah,
like legit, like because I was like angsty as fuck when I was in high school, and I'm like, I would have been a fucking
you'd be pop
menace. That's
insane.
Crazy. I forgot that was that photo.
That's such a long nickname.
I can't wait till Siri says your name.
Yeah.
Justin, two gay men in a trench coat.
Shit, dude.
My unexpected thing was blacksmithing. I was like $200 away from buying a forge. I'm not even getting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was
that's
like,
a wild
I
thing.
Was like talking to Carpo. I'm like, you think I can like in the backyard, like, we put a forge, and he was just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I'm like, "Listen, like, I got some things I want to work out. Get some rebar for cheap." And he was just like,
"Dude,
no." And I'm like, "Whatever."
Dude, blacksmith Garrick would be crazy.
Dude, just I'm like ashy. I look like a gill.
Just fucking ging.
Yeah.
You always show up. I thought you had died.
Oh, you're still alive. Thought you would have died already.
Anyway, let me see your sword.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys got any weapons you need me to upgrade? You're like, no, man. I'm like, you sure? Give me some souls, I'll fucking.
Yeah. Give me some souls.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's
Garrett,
crazy.
Give me some souls.
Give me 1,400 souls and a somber smithing stone, and I got you guys.
I got you, dude.
Carpo's just like, what the fuck?
Where'd you get these souls from just floating around? I'm like, don't ask a question,
don't worry,
bro.
About
don't worry, foul just tarnished.
Yeah. He's just like, don't worry about it. Dude.
I'm like, is this a golden rune?
He's just like,
Carpo's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, it's cool, dude. It's money.
It's fine.
It's like a credit.
You don't get it.
It's like a gift card.
It's like crypto. Don't worry about it.
Souls are crypto.
Dude, it's like crypto is so good. You wouldn't get it. It's crypto.
You wouldn't get it. Dude.
Holy shit.
Another good title.
Yeah. Souls.
You wouldn't get it. It's crypto.
That's really fucking funny. Yeah, what about you?
Dude, I had a one where I was like going full swing for a little bit. Dude, I was a Visco girl for a while, dude.
What are you talking about? What is that?
There was an app that was like huge in like 2013.
Nikki uses it still. Like actively.
It's got some good filters.
Oh, dude, she pays for it every so often. She's like, you know what? I think I'm going to like make some photos.
Yeah, dude. So it's basically just, it's an app where you can edit pictures.
Do you remember the trend where it was the girls with the scrunchies going?
No.
Yeah, yeah. You, but the shitty part is you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately.
with the fucking, they have like the scrunchies and they had the fucking Stanley cups and shit like that where they were like, oh my God. Like it was like white, like making fun of white girls.
I think so.
That they're called Visco girls because of this app. It's a crazy editing app. Like Adobe fucking like Photoshop for your phone.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Shit. But like,
I'll say this. Lightroom,
Tumblr girls,
Lightroom, a little better. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. But Visco, it stands for Visual Supply Company.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But there was a whole like subculture with it. Like you would try to get featured on like the
app. It's like an Instagram.
And like, dude, you would just put like 18 like Visco related hashtags. Like, dude, my favorite was Visco file. Dude.
You're in it.
Dude, I was in it, dude.
And you were just like...
My Instagram, I deleted a lot of shit, was like photography for a little bit.
Really?
Just, that was like a good like year period where it was just like trying to like artsy pictures of like a cabin roof or like a long bridge. And I was just like, Visco file.
That's so funny. Yeah, you're just like on the Golden Gate. You're just like, if you see the arc, it like actually looks really good.
Yeah.
That's so sick, dude.
Yeah, but that was, yeah, that was...
Photography's fun. I gotta admit. Once you take like a good photo, you're like,
dude, I just dropped off my first roll of film to a development place today.
Fuck, awesome. Yeah. What did you take photos of?
Just like a bunch of random shit. Just 72 pictures of just fucking
different angles.
Dude.
Well, looks better, hard or soft?
You give the thing to the fucking chick who's doing the thing, and you're like, Visco file. And she's like, ew.
Hashtag Visco file,
dude. You get the cops called on you so
fast. I would.
She's
like, all right.
Sir, no.
That's sick. I just took pictures. I would take the train somewhere and just take pictures like on the job. Sometimes if I see like a cool thing, I'll just ding. And then
nice.
I took it to LDB and then I took it. I'm just like trying to fill it up as much as I can. And
that's
then
sick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How much was the camera? How much was the film?
Camera was like $45 on Amazon. It takes 35 millimeter.
Okay.
So like it's like
is
the
that
half
still
frame.
Common?
Yeah.
Like you still buy a ton of it?
You can buy film for it at fucking Walgreens.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's Kodak Ultra 200, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Ultra Max.
How much do they charge to get it developed?
Dude, for just digitals, it's $10.
Dude, you're kind of...
If you want like physicals, it's like 40-something cents per...
Oh, I thought you were going to say like $40
for
70, but 40, still.
It's 40 cents per picture.
So and you get to choose them though.
Yeah, you get to choose.
Dude, if you want to drop like $10, you can just be like, I want like 10, 15 photos or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Eventually I will, because they also hang on to your negatives for a little bit.
Nice.
That way if you're like, hey, I want physicals, and they're like, okay, we still have them, we'll run it for you.
Okay. Dude, that's sick.
Yeah. So that's it's badass. Like super, super sick.
Yeah,
about,
I mean,
excited
shit,
to see
if
how
you got the digital out. At that point too, you're kinda like, yeah, whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's dope.
They're going up to the gram anyways, let's be real.
Yeah, they'll look cool too. So it's like,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. The last, I don't know.
What was your last good photo that you took? I know mine. It's on my Instagram.
My fucking dick, dude.
Last good one that you took like that you that you were in?
Oh my God. No, like
what
a photo that you physically took.
I'm like, that one.
That's a good one. It's just a picture of a burrito.
I'm just crying. I don't know.
I'll show you one that I like.
Go for it.
That I took... the other day, you probably saw it on Laps, dude. The newfangled fucking social media site. This, I don't know how this came out like this, but it did.
Oh yeah.
The, what the fuck?
It was sunrise and like.
Is that here?
It's weird. Yeah. Not here, but at a property. All the way in San Bernardino.
I took this in 2019 on a hike.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I just took
that. That's a really good photo.
Yeah, and I was like. Like, I got it, dude.
It's always
even,
that one.
Even the live. Because the live is like,
dude.
The water's moving.
Oh, nice.
Let me see if I can find it. I was just like, am I a god?
There's always that one picture where you're like,
yeah.
am I a photographer?
I took a photo.
Am I the best photographer that ever lived?
Dude.
To me, when I'm at my pool, I'm just like, am I a photographer?
This has got to be the best one.
That's a good one. Dude,
me listening to fucking Weapon X one time, I was like, you know what? This is kind of fucking... I took a photo, same kind of vein. I don't have it because I took this in like 2018 or something. Mm-hmm. I was with my parents in Pasadena. You know the antique thing in Pasadena off of like Fair Oaks?
Yeah.
By like the, where that taco truck is and stuff like that, around that area. In the, you know, there's that antique mall that's there, essentially. They have an upstairs, which I didn't realize. and there's like an attic section of it. Well, they have a slanted roof attic, and then at the end of it, there's a wooden window that's slatted. Mm. Dude, there was a single chair angled with the sun rays going through the slats onto the chair. Oh, and I literally was like, move. And I was like, y'all. And my mom was like, that's a good photo. You should get into photography. I'm like, bitch, is one photo. Like, I was like, literally everything aligned.
When the circumstances line up, you're like,
it was literally like, hold on. Like this is too perfect to not take a photo. Yeah. But yeah.
Look at the live.
Come on, brother. Oh, that's like, yeah, that's nice. So sick.
I was just like, I'm
not going to lie.
I'm the best.
A majority of my photos are just of my cat now. That's fine. I don't take photos other than my pool stuff that we take photos of. Hey. It's just my cat.
Hey, speaking of cats, dude, let's talk about Dune 2.
What?
I don't know.
Not even remotely close to looking.
Tell me how. Tell me how that happened.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Answer it though, right?
You know, they're agile.
The fuck is that photo of me?
What?
In 2019.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, it was 250 pounds.
Shout out.
I think that was after partying with
Homegirl?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, dude. That's sick.
That was right after. Yeah, that was right when everything was going down. Good times.
Shouts out, dude.
Yeah, back to trauma.
Dune 2, dude.
Dune 2 is fucking...
Speaking of trauma.
Nope. Legit. Dune 2 is unabashedly the greatest movie I've seen this year, for sure.
Dude.
Probably top five movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's
probably like three.
Nothing like... Okay, when I saw the first Dune, I was like, wow, this is crazy. Just because like...
We watched it here.
High.
On the couch.
High. I watched... Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you weren't high. You were still fucking a little bitch back then. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we watched it. It was just like visually nice
real
to
quick.
Look at.
Bryce? No.
No.
Who's Bryce? Hey, what the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, dude?
No. But yeah, dude, like... Everything in Dune... Jesus Christ, that's a little war. In Dune, just everything, just the way they designed it, is just like visually pleasing. It's shit you've never seen before.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you know, he used natural light the entire time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is fucking
insane,
crazy. He was like, "No, we're good. We got time." No, you don't.
They use like a bunch of like practical effects too, which is nuts because it doesn't. Everything looks so like good. It just looks so good.
Yeah.
Real sandworms.
They got real sandworms?
Dude, they got Alaskan bullworms.
Dude, you know the scene? Okay, you know the scene where...
spoilers.
Okay, yeah, there are going to be spoilers throughout this whole...
It's also one of the greatest movies ever. Fucking watch it one time.
Watch it, dude. But spoilers incoming. You know when what's the evil army? The Harkonnens?
Harkonnens.
When the Harkonnens pull up initially... And they're in like Dune 2? Forever. Yeah,
when they land in the city itself?
No, when they're in the desert. When they're in the
desert. Oh, yeah, when they're actually... Dude, at the
beginning of the movie?
Yeah, dude.
And they're just walking, they just fucking...
I was
like,
crazy.
Yo, because it's just like so simple. Yeah. It looks so crazy.
Dude, yeah, they do that in the first one when they're invading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's silent, which also, it's not the Harkonnens, it's the Emperor's... essentially Navy SEALs that went to kill them.
Yes, yes.
And Nikki pointed this out, which I thought was fucking dope because she's a fucking Dune head.
Yeah.
Like, watch the original movie and the sci-fi movie that came out in like 2008.
Nice. Oh, so
loved those. Read like three of the books.
Dude, this must be like crazy.
She's like geeked. She's just like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so she's been on this and she fucking... She was like, okay, the Harkonnens had to attack the Atreides at night because they knew they would die. When did Paul attack them? In the middle of the fucking day. He was like, fuck you. I don't need shit. Nice. I'm going to fuck your day up and there's nothing you can do about it. And they literally, and if you watch the entire thing, they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He walked in, looked at fucking Austin Butler, was like, ha ha, bitch, give me your shit. I'll fucking see you, and then left. That was it. He pulled up, was like, and then dipped. And they were like, okay. You can't do it. And they couldn't do anything in the middle of the day. He was like, I wanted to show you. I didn't need anything.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for me. Yeah. It was so sick, dude.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah. Layers in that fucking movie.
A lot of discourse. A lot of Paul hate, dude.
Who?
I don't know. People are just like, man, fuck him. I think because he went full fucking Nissan Altima, whatever the fucking thing is called.
Nissan Algib? Nissan Altima. That's really good.
When he made the speech.
Nissan Altima.
when he made the speech.
That first was crazy. Fucking speech, dude. When his mom, when his mom's like, slow down. He's like, fuck you, bitch. Anyways, like, dude, he just fucking does it.
Yeah,
dude, Nikki was hot, like heated when she was that, when she like next to me in the movie theater. Yeah. She's like, don't fucking tell him that. He's a fuck. He's fucking. You did this to him. Like legit was like pissed
off.
You
made him a god,
dude. Legit, like, dude,
her arc is crazy. His mom's arc is fucked up.
That was. It's not even over yet.
Yeah,
Nikki told me not exactly what happens, but like, here's the layout of like what is going on. Paul is like down here when it comes to power in the universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the third book takes place like 50,000 years after Dune, the book.
Yeah.
It's like the time span. There's also like 32 books. No exaggeration.
Jesus Christ.
No exaggeration.
The Dune series is like the Witcher series.
They're written
too many.
It's written by like family members of like literally different eras. Not like.
It's like the Bible.
Yeah. No, like legit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like legit. Like here's before. It's and the books aren't written in order. It's like here's 40 million years before and here's 80,000 years after this and here's 150,000 years after this dude did this thing. And it's like, what are you talking about? But yeah, dude, if this is just the beginning, Messiah is going to be fucking retarded. Like, no joke. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Shout out Anya Taylor-Joy. Can't wait for her to...
I can't wait till the mom births Anya Taylor-Joy. Seeing her in that scene, I was like,
that's
oh my God.
Crazy thing to say.
I didn't know she was going to be in this.
Yeah, that same thing. Like, I knew she was in the promotional thing. I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm sure she'll be like a fucking Bene Gesserit or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her, I'm like, that's who that is. This is going to be fucking crazy. And that's also her voice, too.
Legit. Yeah.
She voice acts the fetus in the entire time.
Oh,
that's
wow.
her voice.
Oh, wow.
That is her talking fucking, to her mom, basically.
See the fucking the brain power on these guys?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to see just all of their scenes together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just Timothy Chalamet and Anya Taylor-Joy. Because mm-hmm. those two fuckers can act.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just going to be wild.
Yeah.
And then just throwing Florence Pugh to fuck everything up.
Yeah. You're
like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's now.
You think we're gonna see an Oppenheimer scene?
Now was God. I hope so. Now was I out loud laughing when he was like, "You know, I love you, right?"
Yeah.
Hey, can I marry your daughter? She was like, "Hey!"
Yeah, dude. I was like,
I looked at Nikki and was like, "Come on, man!" And she was like, "That's it. Happens differently in the book. Like, it's like not." Yeah, they fucked up the whole timeline in the movie in a good way.
Yeah,
because like the first book is. The first two movies and more. We didn't even get the finish of the first book.
Oh, wow.
Paul has a kid with Zendaya, Chani, that doesn't even appear in the movie.
They
have a full kid and the kid dies, and that is why he fights the Harkonnens.
Oh.
It's like a whole plot point. It's not necessary to an extent.
Yeah.
It's to drive home the point that when he does fucking leave her, and he's like, I love you. Hey, girl. Like it makes that
it's
hurt
like,
more.
Is it like an I've gotten everything out of you that I could?
Not at all.
No.
I will say this. It's not like a crazy spoiler. Paul loves Chani.
Yeah.
That is his... girl that like
I get yeah
he is with that. Florence Pugh's character simply for the politics.
Yes, he has to.
And in the book Chani knows that and is not as butthurt about it. She's still like, hey man, that's my fucking boy, you know. And they had a kid together and it got, I don't know if it died or got killed, one of those two things. I think it just died.
Is your bottle broken?
No, it's just
condensation.
It's plastic and it's not insulated, so there's condensation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was ice in this, so
got it. Yeah, they like that whole point was to drive home that he loves her so much.
Yeah.
So like when it's also like way more explained in the book. Like, hey, I'm like, he like talks to her about it. It's not just like, see ya, bitch. He's like, listen, honey, it's gonna be crazy. I'm God. Come on, like, let's
I'm
be cool.
God, I please,
yeah, just like be cool about it. This is what's gonna happen. And she's just like, don't like it, but yeah, of course. But yeah, like it makes the movie. Because, and the director said it this way, we need someone to be like a normal person and be like, this white man is not our God. Like this random, whose white baby is this? Is like,
white baby like, is this?
He was like, we need that because if everyone agreed, it would be, because the whole, which I fucking love this about Dune, it's a whole allegory to be like, hey, religion's not good.
Yeah.
It's that's all it is like organized religion fucking sucks.
I was
seeing
all that when I was watching, I was like, damn.
Correct. It's a very, like, and that's what the author is like, hey, this is supposed to like, if you agree with Paul and love Paul, you're not good. Like, that's not the good thing to be.
You're the problem.
Correct. You need to be like, that's fucking not okay. I mean, I get where he's coming from, but that's not cool. You know, that type of thing. So they took like that whole chunk out of it and to be like, no, this Chani's like a normal person who's like, come on. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Fucking like, God.
He,
like,
yeah. He was just fighting with us. He almost died several times.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, how is he gone? She's like, I've sucked his dick, right? Like, he's not a God. Like, he's fucking. Yeah. Yeah, it's dope. Like, yeah. It's a huge allegory to be like, pump the brakes on this whole God shit, yeah. You know? But, oh, man, God. That's yeah, it's dude. Super sick.
I want to watch it again, like, straight up.
Yeah. I want to see it in, like, the Screen X.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Did you see it in Screen X? No. We had Nikki gets dope movie tickets for cheap. But if we wanted the IMAX, it would have been like another like $30. And I was like,
yeah,
I just want to see the movie for the simplicity of seeing it.
I saw
it
for free. I had like, oh, I found fucking like movie like ticket vouchers in my shit.
And you're just like,
and I think like after, cause I used it online. I think I had to pay like $2 for fucking processing. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Run it. So dude, I might do that again. I have another one. So
Hannah got tickets for Christmas. Oh, nice. We just never used them. And she was like, oh,
perfect time.
I think I have more somewhere. I don't know where.
Exactly, exactly.
We should do that. Yeah, like before it.
Fucking 4D IMAX.
They're just pelting sand in our face the entire time.
Dude, it's some dude with a bag of sand just.
Yeah.
By the end of it, we have no more liquids in our body.
Yeah. Just like it's so immersive.
Like, dude, anyone got water?
That scene when they killed the Harkonnen at the beginning, they just suck out the water. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy.
And Paul was like, what are they doing? And they're like, motherfucker, we got to live. Like,
yeah.
Do you think your water comes for free?
Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, it does. They're just dumb as fucking religious zealots. But
I was just like, brother. So, what is that?
Brother, I fucking love that. That meme is so good.
So funny.
The one part of the first movie that makes so much more sense in the second movie, because like I had to, Nikki and I, like 2 days before we saw the movie, I was like, we were sitting down and rewatching the first one.
Yeah.
Because I watched the like talk through of the first movie to get you prepped for the second one.
I did that, yeah.
And that like a ton of stuff was like, oh, that's why this happened. Also, we were fucking faded. So I'm not like gonna remember half this shit. So I was like, hey, I want to rewatch it. Let's talk about it. And she was like, yes, like let's do it and we'll be good. The scene where him and his mom, or him and Jessica, but they're in the thing and the tent after they everyone got killed, they're running away from right before Duncan gets them, but like they're in the tent and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know you're pregnant, it's a girl. And she's like, how do you know? she's like, you need to calm down. And he's like, you did this to me, you made me a freak. I like didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then with all of the context, I'm like, oh my God, they literally made him a freak. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, well, now you can't be a god. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm the man, and you did this, so now suffer. And when the fucking Bene Gesserit calls him an abomination, and he's like, silence, and fucking you, which, by the way, she's the most powerful Bene Gesserit, which, like, it takes a lot for her to get shook.
By the way, love the outfits.
Dude, just fucking
fits of everything was
so good. When they're on the Harkonnen homeworld, and they walk into it, and they turn white, I was like, oh, shit!
Yeah, dude,
Nikki,
crazy.
I was, like, grabbing Nikki. I was like, are you seeing this? And she's just like, yeah, I know. Like, and I'm like, dude, like.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
It's fucking perfect. I fucking love that shit. But yeah, the fact that he was able to physically throw her down with the voice, and she calls him a fucking, not a mutant, she calls him a abomination, and then Jessica looks at him, and she, in the first movie, she was like, you need to pick a side, and you're not, like, you need to pick my side, and she said, there are no sides. Mm-hmm. She looks at her, and she was just like, you chose the wrong side, and they're just like, oh fuck, we did. Yeah. And it's just like, yes, you did, bitch. Yes, you did. Oh, so everyone gets their comeuppance. It's so fucking sick, dude.
Can we backpedal to when she sent the Bene Gesserit out to go fuck Austin Butler?
Oh my God.
Because they knew he was gonna die, so they wanted to continue the bloodline.
No, they didn't know he was gonna die. They can't see the future. They can only see the past.
So they just wanted to make sure that his bloodline was secured.
So Austin Butler's character.
Where's your board with the
radio? Dude, you have no, dude, literally talking to Nikki was like this. She was like, okay, so this guy, so Austin Butler's character was supposed to be married to Paul because Paul was supposed, Bene Gesserit can control the birth of the sex of the baby. That is the power that they have. They only produce women so they can control the bloodline. Jessica chose to have Paul as a man because she loved Leto that much. So Austin Butler's character and Paul were supposed to be a couple and have a kid together. So that girl who ended up becoming his Bene Gesserit was not supposed to be his at all. They had to change the plan and make him, essentially, what they were trying to do is they gave up on Paul because they understood they have no control over him. And they did not want to give up the fact that they were in control. So they attempted to make, because you can control a Harkonnens with honor and with bloodlust, they knew, and sex, obviously. They knew if they can get his genes and make him how Paul was supposed to be created, that will be the chosen one. Mm-hmm. But they did not realize, because no man is supposed to survive the test, and even though Austin Butler did, they're just like, well, fuck it, Paul did it. Let's just see if this guy even can make it. Yeah. Austin Butler's character survived it as well, so they're like, he's the new guy. We're making his bloodline the new Atreides family, the new Paul, the new, this is our guy. So his whole situation was a spur of the moment, fuck it, we need someone else. He's the closest, he's the second, our second choice. He's now the first choice. It was a massive pivot. So like, she wasn't even supposed to be there. She was like, fuck it. They're like, go, fuck him. Like, literally, go fuck him. And she's like, okay, fuck, okay, I guess I got to do it. And then that's when that whole shit happened. Jesus nuts.
Christ, dude.
Yeah, it's literally like, we lost. Okay, try something else. Like, yeah. Just throwing shit at a wall till it's stuck. Crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's like, there. Second, he literally, hate to say it, number two. Yeah. Dude, the fucking, may thy knife chip in shit. Dude.
Yeah.
I see so many memes where it's like Paul being serious about it, and then Austin Butler's here being like, may thy knife. Like, it's like, dude, because he was like, I'm just gonna kill you. And the only time he ever had respect for Paul was when he killed him.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, okay. Like, he wasn't even mad. He was like,
he was just like, yeah, wow, that was good.
He was like, that was a good fight. Like,
yeah, his character,
he was so good,
dude. So, there,
could you hear the Elvis?
I couldn't hear shit. Dude, there's this new meme format in the Marrow Chat.
The locked in meme?
Dude, I have to find it. Uh-huh. It's the funniest. I'll show you afterward, but yeah. It's just, you know, when he's fighting
in the arena?
In the arena. Uh-huh. And he gets pissed, he just goes,
yeah.
That, it's just once a clip of him just going, just like that.
Yeah, I need you to send me that now.
I need that
dude, for sure.
Juice sent it, and I like literally upstairs, like was like whole, like in fetal position crying because he used it as a reaction to like being pissed. And he's like,
I will say his character.
It's 2 seconds long. It's so funny.
Perfect. His character is the only person to challenge the Baron too. Yeah. Everyone is scared of the Baron, and he's like, did you try to fucking kill me? And the Baron was like, wait, yeah. Listen, hold on.
Yes.
And he was just like,
I did.
Yes, but did you like the challenge?
Yes, but he was like, but did you die? And he was like, you fucking try to kill me. And he's like, yeah, like whatever.
The Baron just goes, you liked it.
Yeah, literally. He's like, you liked it, bitch. And he was like, fair enough. Like, dude.
He's like, I did kind of like it.
Yeah, dude, when he makes Dave Bautista kiss his feet.
That was
like, come on, man. It's like, crazy. Oh, my God. Dude, what's his face, his character? The dude who trains Paul.
Duncan?
The other guy. No. The old guy. Oh, my God.
Thanos.
What's his real name?
Yeah, what is his real name? It's Thanos. Oh, my God. He's the guy.
Fucking, whoa, wow.
He's the guy. He's fucking... Cable. Yeah.
What's his fucking name?
Fuck. It's gonna, and we're gonna.
What the fuck?
It's gonna be, and he's once the we biggest say it, we're guy. Gonna be like, oh, yeah.
He's the biggest guy.
Yeah, it's.
Josh Brolin.
Jesus fuck.
Christ, how do we fucking
forget? He was so fucking good the whole movie.
The whole time, bro. Like, no misses.
I love how him and Javier Bardem were fucking reunited, dude. And there was a still I saw, and they were just like in the same scene, and then it was just the bottom was just them and No Country for Old Men. I'm like,
that's so sick, dude.
They're so good. They're both so good.
When he walked up to, I forgot what Dave Bautista's character was named, and he was like, hey, bitch, come here.
Yeah.
And Dave was like, I guess I gotta fight this guy.
Dude was like,
he's like, dude, I was just trying to escape. And he was like, no, motherfucker, you ain't getting out of this. So, dude, I recognize your steps, old man. I was I need me some spice in my life, dude. And by spice, I mean heroin. Spice would be cool. Oh my God. Do you know the backstory of why they do it?
Yes. Yes, slightly.
So the.
I forgot. Remind me.
So the whole Dune, before the movies, before everything, the Dune universe was so advanced, they actually had artificial intelligence learn from itself. And it became so good. And so good at reproducing itself, they had a full-on war against artificial intelligence. So there's no actual computers in that movie. If you look at it,
Wow.
There are no computers.
Yeah. Wow. The only time that they had like sort of technology was when the Harkonnens were like humming and doing like their magic shit to project.
That and the holograms and stuff like that. But there is no computers. They used that for faster than light travel. They had to fight back the AI because they were literally wiping out humanity. They were not going to make it. They fought them. They won. That's how the empire was formed.
Yeah.
And then they needed a way to travel fast, as fast, if not faster than what they could. They couldn't. So they do almost light speed travel. But the people who make it possible get high on spice. So they unlock the third eye, essentially. Yes. And that's how they travel. They essentially can find the quickest route through space. That's however that means, essentially. Yeah. And the only place spice is produced is on Dune, but Arrakis.
Yeah,
it's the only place it's ever made. So, like, they have a monopoly over it.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to get it. So it's like whoever controls it, that's why whoever controls the spice controls the world. Yes. The universe. Yeah. It's literally like if they're the only ones who have it, that's it.
That's it. It's over. Yeah.
Now the genocide that's gonna happen in the next two movies is gonna be insane. 65 billion people.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Sorry, 650 billion people die.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So many people. It's a genocide that's about to happen.
Yeah. He's so excited for Dune.
Oh my God. I'm excited for Dune, bro. Like, I legit like was gonna buy. I'm still gonna like. I think I'm gonna buy the book to read it.
I wanna dabble.
Get the audiobook.
No, I want to physically.
Correct. Read it?
Crazy. I want to at night at like 8:30 to 9. Lay down and read the book for half an hour because it's so like the story is gas, bro.
Yeah.
Like also like I need a Dune tattoo now. Yeah. Like, fucking might fuck around, dude. Yeah.
Just get fucking Lisa Nogi.
Fucking just. Yeah, I almost got Culture Kings released a fucking hoodie with a fucking bone knife on the fucking thing with the worm on the back and fucking Paul's fucking face. I'm like, I got $45 laying around, man. Shit.
Shit.
So, oh my God, it's so sick.
Yeah, I need shouts out, dude.
Shout out, Dune, man. It's so good. It's such.
If you haven't watched it. Watch it.
It's fucking
crazy.
I didn't expect to
like it. Neither did I.
That's my Star Wars now, which I'm happy for. I'd rather have that.
It is. It is the best science fiction that has come out in the last like 15 years.
Yeah.
Like no exaggeration. Yeah, I'm a Star Wars head.
100%.
I love me some sci-fi. That is the best piece of sci-fi that's come out in like 15 years.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah. But it's, oh my God.
100%, dude.
I can't. Yeah, thinking about probably the books are coming up next, dude.
Shall we do Bops of the Week and then call it?
How long have we been going?
We've been 57 minutes.
No shit.
Yeah.
That was quick.
We filled it up, dude.
Ew.
Oh, ew.
Fuck, listen,
no Bops
dude.
Of the Week. End
no,
it.
Listen, end dude. It. No,
yeah, we're done. No, fuck no, you. No, see you later.
Dude,
no, we filled it up. We filled it up.
Wasn't that bad.
You know where to find.